Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Heater Newman Gym. The first half of tonight's doubleheader just ended with a devastating score for the Lady Cavers, losing to the South Medford Lady Panthers by a score of 64-34. So Grants Pass in conference goes to 6-3, while South Medford is now 6-1. And, of course, looking at playoffs, both these teams will probably make the playoffs. I don't think there's much question about that. The boys are just taking the floor right now. It's the Panther boys against the Cavemen. So this should be a pretty interesting contest, too, because there are playoff implications here. Grants Pass is in fourth place with a 4-4 record compared to South Medford's 4-3, who are in third place. So the winner of this game will be in third place all alone, and that is a playoff spot in the Southwest Conference. So that's what we're looking for tonight towards Cavemen and their home whites. Compared to the, the South Panthers. Looks like they have gray uniforms on for their traveling uniforms with blue numerals outlined in white. Not too bad to read. Well, that's the situation that we have right now. I want you to stay tuned for words from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, you're coming off a pretty good win against a pretty good team on their floor in South Eugene team.
Axe.
They're tall, they're talented, yet you come away with a win from them. And I went over the team stats and it looked like it was pretty even except for turnovers. Does that go down to your defense?
Yes, yeah. Our defense starting to ramp up a little bit, Chuck. You know, having Peyton Bruner, you know, the best player in our conference on the floor, you know, it's a big, you know, he's big time. So, you know, he can guard anybody. Then you have Zach DeShane and Kingston heckling the ball, you know, quite a bit the way that they do. And James Traylor, you know, defensively, you know, that's where we make our money is defense. Offense, you know, we got to hope that Jordan and Peyton are engaged and we get some extra shots. But defense is where we're engaged and what our goals always are focused towards every game.
All right, with the return of Bruner, and tell me if I'm judging things wrong, but it seems like there's a little more pep in the step out there, a little more focus. Is that a fair assessment?
100%. You know, when we have Peyton on the floor, our entire coaching staff, our entire boys on the team, we believe that we're the best team in the conference with Peyton on the floor. A player like Peyton just kind of, you know, opens up the floor, makes Zach's job easier, bringing the ball up, makes Jordan not being able to get triple teamed. You know, it opens so many different things because the other coaches are planning to stop Peyton. So the reason why you see a little bit more pep is that everybody's job becomes a lot easier when Peyton's on the floor for us.
All right, that being said, we're looking at the South Medford Panthers tonight. One more thing about last Friday's game. You did get a bump in the statewide standings. Pretty good bump. Four spaces right on the edge of playoff time.
Yeah, you know, I haven't even looked at it. I mean, in fact, I haven't looked at the standings at once all year. You know, the preseason we knew was going to be hard. You know, losing Peyton the last game in our California trip really kind of derailed a lot of the goals that we had set towards the beginning of the season. But our boys have handled it really well. They've been resilient in their stuff and patiently awaiting Peyton's return. You know, he got his hand fixed as fast as we need it to. And, you know, our goal is to win out and win ball games. We win against South Med. We win against Sheldon, go on the road and beat North Med and Willamette. You know, we should be in. You know, whether we take second, third, fourth, fifth, you know, as long as we keep winning, I feel like we'll just keep climbing little tidbits up into the state and get ourselves hopefully to where we're not playing the top four in state. We'd like to be at 5, 6, 7, or 8 if possible.
So. All right, well, win out, and that's pretty easy. And first step is tonight against the South Medford Panthers, and we'll talk about them when we come back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
14th Annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford ends this Friday. Thank you to BBSI and Charlie from Rogue Tech Pros for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Hurry in with your 40 ounces of peanut butter and 10 ounces of jelly to either of the Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will install a new pair of wiper blades valued up to $35 on your car. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
All right, Coach, South Medford Panthers are in town right now. Had a tough time on their floor. Score was a little one-sided, but I don't think it was that far apart. It came down to the last quarter and the last few minutes to really stretch that out. How do you feel about going into against this team on your home floor?
Playing at home, our boys love to play. You know, the first time around, we didn't have Peyton. And I thought our boys played great first three quarters. I think it was kind of the first, probably the third, fourth minute of the fourth quarter that really got ourselves in trouble against the South Medford Panthers at their place. So, you know, our goal will be to stop transition. That's our main thing tonight, is to make sure that we don't allow them to get easy shots and get it in low to Jordan and Peyton. And we feel like they can't be stopped against the South Medford Panthers. Now, our goal is to make sure that they finish shots on the inside through contact and stuff like that. So those shots do have to go in, but at the same time, once again, it will be focused on transition, stopping their transition, slowing the game down, and if we can eliminate their transition buckets, you guys will like hopefully what you're going to see tonight.
Well, we always like what we're going to see tonight. In the meantime, as I recall, they're a very good passing team. Going to be in their passing lanes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to take the middle away from them, going to make them beat us on the outside if they're going to roll up there. That way we have help when they're driving. So if we turn it into a slower game at half court, you know, I think that, you know, we control the game all the way through. If our guys decide not to get back and allow them to get into some easy transition and let them get into the flow of the game, that's where you can see ourselves getting into a little bit of trouble.
All right, so key for a victory tonight is making it a half-court game?
Yep. Slow the game down, make it a half-court game, get touches to our bigs, and make sure that, you know, Zach and Kingston and James and Grady and Tim are getting back in transition, making sure they're walling up and not allowing downhill drives.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you tonight. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. For the Grants Pass, Caveman getting the start tonight. Number three, Peyton Bruner. Bruner averaging 20 points a game, hitting 75% of his free throws. He's a 6'2 senior. Also getting the start, wearing number 23, a 6'5 sophomore, is Jordan Rosetta, hitting 66% of his free throws, averaging almost 16 points a game. The point guard, 5'9 senior, wearing number one, is Zach Deshane. Deshane hitting 88% of his free throws, averaging almost 9 points a game. Also getting the start tonight, James Traylor. James Traylor, 6-foot freshman, wearing number 11. Traylor hitting 60% of his free throws, averaging 2.3 points per game. And then Kingston Connolly, a 6-0 junior, wearing number 4. Connolly averaging 6.5 points a game. He can really go off, had about 12 in the last game. Blew up in the third quarter and really nailed the opposition there. He's a defender also and a rebounder. So that's what to look for the top five for the Grants Pass Caveman. We'll talk about what to expect from the Bedford South Panthers right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
We're making predictions for South Medford. We have not confirmed this, but we expect Quentin Ritchie to get the start tonight. He wears number 11. He's a 6-foot junior. He's averaging 6.2 points per game. Had 11 points against the Grants Pass Caveman in the last contest. Also, we expect Joey Clevenger to get the start, wearing number 12. He is a 6'1 junior. Hitting, just over 8 points game average. Hit 7 against Grants Pass in the last contest. Hit 65% of his free throws. A 6'5 junior expected to start. That's number 14, Jed Johnson. Had 12 points against Grants Pass in the first meeting. One of their leading scorers throughout the season has been a 6'1 senior, working the point, Cole Adi. He had 5 points against Grants Pass in their first contest last month, but he's averaging about 13 points per game. After that, expect a couple of other players to step up, Jake Von Strahl and Isaac Tanaki. Here is they have on their roster a 6'8 senior. I have never seen him play. I've never seen him on the court until tonight. According to their team stats, he has only appeared in 4 games. I suspect that's real early. He is on the floor tonight. He is in uniform, and he is wearing a brace on his left knee. I don't know how much playing time he'll get or if he'll get playing time. Once again, we've not seen him before, but anytime you have a 6'8 cannon on the floor in a basketball game, that could be a factor. So I don't know if we'll see him tonight. We've never seen him on the floor before. But that's something to keep in mind. In the meantime, though, that's the lineups courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Time now with the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming. And keys to tonight's game for the Grants Pass Cavemen head coach Jesse always preaches defense, and that's going to be key tonight. When we were at the South Panthers gym last month, the Cavemen put up that 2-2-1 zone, and it was decimated by a great passing team, the Panthers. So the Cavemen going to look to shut that out tonight. Try to shut down that transition game that they unleashed against Grants Pass that last time and keep it down to a half-court game. Won't be a slowdown game, but it will be slowed in the fact that they don't want to see that quick transition. So that's what we're looking for. That's one of the keys to the tonight's game for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll talk about more when we come back right after this from Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sawing and Vacuum.
When you're talking defense for the Grants Pass Cavemen, that is key. Let's talk about the defense up front. It starts with Zach DeShane, who can certainly frustrate an opposing point guard, any opposing player, with his quickness and his tenacity. Added to that, the athleticism of Kingston Connolly and Jameis Traylor. Those three providing the defensive punch for the Grants Pass Cavemen up front. Down below, you don't want to bump shoulders with a fellow like Jordan Rosetta very often. At 6'5", his shoulders are not quite 6'5", but pretty close to it. Obviously, he's a football player, a quarterback, so he's a big, strong young man. Peyton Bruner, big and strong also, a little shorter. But Peyton, when he's coming down the lane, he is deceptively quick. Deceptively quick, yes. And I'm going to add to that, he's deceptively very, very, very quick. Suddenly he'll turn on that extra gear that he has, and he'll go to the bucket, hopefully uncontested. And he's a tenacious rebounder along with a Rosetta. So that'll be their job underneath. But don't knock any of the other starters out in particular. Connolly and Traylor both have great leaping ability. So those are some of the keys for the Grants Pass Cavemen, courtesy of our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, where they offer complete vacuum repair and supplies, along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. They brought you the keys to tonight's game. They do tip off coming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a 3-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. A couple of minutes, well, about a minute and a half before the opening tip-off here. We'll remind you to keep your dial set right here on KJO Radio, because we'll be on the air again this coming Friday night, once again, from Heater Newman Gym when the Sheldon Irish come to town. Now, coming into tonight's contest, Sheldon is undefeated in conference play, so they're at the number one position at 8-0. but they are 16-5 overall. So that team is beatable. We have not seen a team that is just totally dominant where you can bet on them every night here in the Southwest Conference, and Sheldon falls into that category. They are a beatable team. We get them on our floor with a decent night, and it could be a toss-up, so mark that one. Also, then we come back and go on the road to North Medford, and I'm not sure where we're going to play that game yet, but we'll keep you informed. You may have heard the North Medford gym suffered some structural tweaks with a heavy snow load, and all the activities there have been canceled. The building has been evacuated. We may be playing at the old South Gym, which is now known as Central High. That's right next to the Spiegelberg Stadium there. So we'll keep you informed on where that game will be. So something to look forward to. And then we go on the road, of course, up to the Eugene area to face Willamette to end the season. And there's the fight song by the Grants Pass High Marching Band, or the Pep Band here. Great crowd on hand tonight, enjoying this doubleheader. It's a Tuesday night, great student support. Of course, South Medford travels pretty well here with a 30-minute drive. And, of course, the home fans are here enjoying every bit of what we've seen tonight. So with that, the warm-up clock has expired, and we expect to hear the voice of Athletic Director Clay Roundsville. So he'll make the sportsmanship announcement. We'll have probably a second national anthem. I think they played it first in the first session, but I think they're going to do that again here. We'll see. Yes, that's what we're going to have. Oh, now they've thrown me another curve here. So the seniors get to recognize a teacher, so I'm not sure how long this is going to take. So Aaron Matthews, one of the teachers here at high school, being honored by one of the senior cheerleaders. Missed this last name. Mr. Salas coming on the floor. These teachers being honored by the senior cheer squad. They might not be here on Friday. I'm not sure. I know they're going north to compete in the statewide competition for cheer. And Tim Hart called out his favorite, Zach DeShane, his favorite teacher. Sorry, I can't pick up these names. Wish we'd had them earlier. And Peyton Bruner gets a hug from his teacher. And they're taking a picture now. All right, we're pretty close to, I think. All right, now it's time for the national anthem. All right, we'll be back right after this 90-second caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
14th Annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Auto Motor Service in Grants Pass and Medford ends this Friday. Thank you to BBSI and Charlie from Rogue Tech Pros for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Hurry in with your 40 ounces of peanut butter and 10 ounces of jelly to either of the Kelly's Auto Motor Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will install a new pair of wiper blades valued up to $35 on your car. Kelly's Auto Motor Service, where we service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Final strains of the national anthem being performed here by the Pep Band. And now it's just about time to meet the starting lineups, ladies and gentlemen. There's no place like Heater Newman Gym on a high school basketball night. I want to remind you, just to get this out of the way here quickly, tip of the hat to Jay Moser and his crew over at Moser Paving. Give them a call at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Thank you, Jay Moser, for your longtime support of Caveman Sports. Now for the Panthers. Number one, Isaac Tenassi getting the start. Had 13 points against Scratch Pass in the last game. Did not start in that game. Also, number three getting introduced, that's Cole Adi. And then number 11 is Richie. And number 12 is Clevenger. And I believe that was 14, Johnson. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your Grants Pass Caveman. Zach DeShade, wearing number one, introduced tonight. Wears number one. He's 5 feet nine, works the point. He's a great defender. Averages almost 9 points a game. Number three, Peyton Bruner, 6'3", senior. He's averaging 20 points a game. Leading scorer so far. Just returning from his hand injury. Number four being introduced. That's Kingston Connolly, 6 foot junior. Cat quick and has the ability to score, averages just under 7 points a game. Number 11 is being introduced. That's Jamison Traylor. Jamison averaging a little over, about 2.5 points a game. He's a defender and a rebounder. Then number 23 being introduced is Jordan Rosetta, 6'5 sophomore, averaging almost 16 points per game. So we know the starting principles for each side. Get close to your radios, folks. We're about ready to get this one underway. Just about, 30 minutes later than we anticipated. But once again, this has been an afternoon of basketball here at Heater Newman Gym. This is the fourth game being played here. So the schedule is flexible when you have that many. Bruner going to square off against, looks like number 14, Jed Johnson. Bruner will typically try to tip it to Rosetta, who stands back to his left side. The ball is at center court as the official brings it now to the center circle. Standing on the edge. Steps in. Ball high in the air and controlled once again by Bruner to Rosetta. Drops it off to Zach DeShane. Walks across the timeline. Opens up in against a man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Driving to the right-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Muscles one up. That's good. And Rosetta gets the first two of the basketball game. 2-0. Here come the Panthers. First offensive possession. Bring the ball down. Number 11 is Richie with the basketball out front. Sees his own defense. Switches up on that. Goes to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off right-hand side on the wing. Drives to the top of the key. Elevates. Shot is up from there. Hits the back of the iron. Ends up and good by number three. That's Adi. So Adi ties the game at two. DeShane brings the ball down again. Crosses the timeline. Moves off to the right-hand side. Gets a high post pick from Bruner. Then goes right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor drives to the baseline. Drops the ball off in the corner to DeShane. Then out top of the key to Rosetta, who threw it to the baseline, expecting someone to be cutting through there. Turnover. Panthers basketball inbounds in the backcourt. Inbounds comes in quickly to Richie. Richie brings the ball down. Crosses the timeline at center court. Picked up there by Connolly. Bounce pass left-hand side. Dude number one back to Connolly. Turnaround jumper is off. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass ball. So trailer comes over to make the inbounds play, and we're seeing full court pressure. Yeah, the inbounds play comes to Conley from trailer back to trailer. Conley slides on the left-hand side, turns on the afterburners a little bit, then into the forecourt, keeps the dribble alive, comes down the wing, hands off to DeShane. DeShane out across the top of the key, gives the ball up to Bruner between the circles, right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor drives the baseline, kicks the ball down low, but saved into the corner by DeShane, left-hand side out front to Traylor. Then down low, tried to get the ball to Rosetta, and a foul called on the Panthers. Number 11 from behind, I believe. We'll confirm that as the official comes to the sidelines. No, it's on number 14, Johnson. Johnson will pick up the first foul of the basketball game. Came in ball inbounds from Rosetta. Out left front court to Traylor. Traylor down low to Rosetta again. Hard to the glass. Up, missed it. Easy. No good. Rebound taken down by Ritchie. Outlet down the right-hand side. And stops, top of the key, then backs away. Ritchie with the basketball. Gives the ball left-hand side quickly to Tanasi. Tanasi spins, gives it right back to Ritchie. Elevates at the free throw line. Shot is up, up, no good. Rebound chased down by DeShane. DeShane comes out, got him outnumbered. One on two, comes all the way. Lays went up, off, no good. Rebound by Bruner, brings it right back out on the side. Up front to Rosetta. Right-hand side to Traylor, then to the corner. Traylor, right-hand side in the corner, looking for a cutter. Comes up front, then to Rosetta. Rosetta with the basketball at the free throw line at the high post. Backs away from everything, over to the wing. Lobs it left-hand side, then to Connolly. Left-hand side in the corner to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, elevates for the three. Hits the front of the iron, off, no good. Rebound to the Panthers, number 11, Ritchie. Ritchie through traffic, trying to push the ball down all the way. Drops the ball right back. Lost basketball. Picked up again by DeShane. DeShane comes down, wanted to take it all the way. Stops in the paint. Goes left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor kicks the ball back outside. The Panthers slap it away. Fast pass ball inbounds from the end line. So this is a slowdown game, folks. You remember that? Inbounds play from the end line from Rosetta to DeShane. Wing left-hand side, then down low to Rosetta. Wessels went up again, hard to the glass and draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line with two shots. Foul called on Ritchie this time. So that'll be the second team foul on the Panthers. At the free throw line is Rosetta. We're tied at two here at the 5:17 mark in the first period. Deep breath by Rosetta. Shot is up and good. I have Rosetta at 66.6% of his free throws. And I still suspect he's a little bit better than that. Three dribbles and one more. Now deep breath. There's the deep breath. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Board cleared by the Panthers. Ball comes out the right-hand side to Tanaki. Tanaki up front with the basketball. Out between the circles, bounce past the left-hand side, then on the wing. And looks down low, lobs it back right-hand side. And head fakes, gets a man up in the air. Shot is up and good by number three, Adi. And Adi has 4 points. It's 4-2 for the Panthers. Inbound play comes to Conley. Conley pushes it across the floor, right-hand side. It gets heavy pressure all the way into the paint and trying to get by. He was fouled, and that will go against the D. So a D will pick up the third infraction against the Panthers here early. Tim Hart checks in for Grant's pass. Conley gets a little breather. DeShane will make the inbounds play just at the end of the scorer's bench. Pops the ball out front to Bruner, right back to DeShane. DeShane right front court. Penetrates, kicks the ball left-hand side to Traylor in the corner for three, just off, no good. Rebound cleared by the Panthers. Panthers controlling the board so far. Lead pass out to Adi. Adi, left-hand side on the wing. Drops the ball back to Ritchie in the corner. Ritchie comes out front, top of the key. Gives the ball up to Tanaki. Tanaki, top of the key. Little head fake. Can't get by Traylor's defense. Drops the ball down low, though. Shot is up and off. No good. It'll be a foul on the Caveman. And let's see. DeShane. DeShane will pick up the infraction. His first team foul on the Caveman. And AD goes to the free throw line. He's a 66% free throw shooter on the season. Shot is up and good. So he has all five of the Panthers' points so far. And one more shot coming. Up and good. So it is 6-3. Grant's pass down by three. DeShane with the ball in the backcourt. One-on-one pressure. Ritchie bothering him all the way down into the forecourt now. Goes right-hand side to Hart on the wing. Hart back out front then to Traylor, top of the key. Traylor left-hand side to Bruner. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, puts a man in the paint. Shot is up, off, and it's an offensive foul on Rosetta. Did drop his shoulder and move the man out of the way. 6-3 to score. 4 minutes to play, first period. The big guy we talked about has just checked into the basketball game. A 6'8" Roy Mitchell. Inbounds play in the backcourt against a trap zone by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A D plays catch with it with Tanaki. Lobs it left-hand side to Richie into the forecourt. Got quickly, top of the key, drives to the right-hand side. Goes to the baseline, kind of hooks one up. That's good. Richie's first two. And we're down by five now. Left-hand side. Hart gives the basketball up to DeShane. DeShane back out to Bruner between the circles. Comes left-hand side to the free throw line. That's away. Shovels down low to DeShane. Backhanded layup won't go. Rebound chased out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Jake Von Strahl checks in for the Panthers. Hart going to make the inbounds play. He's got Traylor just in front of him at the free throw line is Bruner. DeShane out front. Inbounds play goes in the corner left-hand side to Traylor. Top of the key to Hart for three. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound by the big guy at 6'8". Outlet comes to a D. Down the right-hand side. He's flying, kicks a bottle in the corner right-hand side. Back out front to Richie. Shot is up off, no good. Rebound taken down and put back up by DeFore. DeFore gets his first two of the basketball game, and it's 8-3. Left-hand side, stolen away by the Panthers. Panthers down on the run, right-hand side. Bounce pass, right-hand side to DeFore. Shovels back inside, shot is up and good by Clevenger. Clevenger has his first two. Traylor in the backcourt, and the Cavemen down here early. Traylor, little backhanded pass, tried to get the ball to Rosetta. And Rosetta says, what kind of pass was that? Grants Pass down by 7, 10-3. Looking for some offense right now. Conley checks back in, and so does McKittrick. Rosetta sits down, so does Traylor. McKittrick going to make the inbounds play. Bounce pass left hand side to Traylor. Out front to Hart, right hand side to McKittrick. Look for the three, didn't find it, didn't pull the trigger. Back out front to Bruner. Bruner drives down the right hand side, elevates off glass, it's good. And Bruner gets his first two. And the Cavemen now have five in the basketball game. It's 10-5. Cavemen show that 2-2-1 zone. It's a little tighter this time. Ball comes up to Richie. Richie up to DeFore. DeFore lobs it right-hand side to Tanaki. He launches the three. It's off no good. Rebound cleared by McKittrick. Adlett comes right back to DeShane on the fly down the right-hand side. Head fakes at the top of the key. Loses the basketball. It is picked up by Conley. Back out front to McKittrick for three. Buries it. And McKittrick finds room. And it's now 10-8. Grants Pass down by two. Long pass in the backcourt to number 12. That's Clevenger. Clevenger in the forecourt, left-hand side. Goes in the corner to Richie. Down low to the big man. Bounces once. Puts a shot up. That's good. And Roy Mitchell, 6'8" senior, gets his first two. It's a four-point game, 12-8. DeShane in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline out front. Goes left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner at the top of the key, spins left-hand side, elevates to the free throw line. Shot is just short. Rebound Connolly. Stripped to the basketball as he elevated. Picked up by DeShane. DeShane back to McKittrick on the cut. Then down low, up and in by Bruner. Good feed by McKittrick. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Again comes to number three, a D. A D, you're back right-hand side to DeFore. Still in the backcourt. Drives into the forecourt now, right at the center mark. Between the circles, right-hand side to Richie. Bounce pass down low to Johnson. Johnson feeds it in, stolen away by McKittrick. Three-on-three break on the right-hand side to Hart. Hart looks in the lane and backs away. Out front then to Conley. Conley backs up, resets the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball comes right-hand side to McKittrick. Pumps once, then slides out front. High post, the ball goes to Bruner. Bruner with a basketball to McKittrick. Free throw line elevates from there. Is checked. Long rebound comes to Adi. Adi flying down the right-hand side. Reading the court, goes to the left-hand side. Drops the ball back quickly to Van Strahl. Shot is up the wing, off no good. Saved way up front. There's a race for it into the backcourt. And It's won by Bruner, but Bruner's foot was out of bounds when he got to it. So the ball goes back to the Panthers. 25.8 seconds left here in the first period. 12-10. Grants Pass down by two to the South Medford Panthers. DeFore makes the inbounds play for the Panthers. 25 seconds on the clock, and it's running. Ball up front then quickly to Tanaki. Tanaki left front court. Slides down. Conley comes after him. Gives it up front to Johnson, the big guy back right inside to DeFore on the wing, way outside. Out front, gives the ball again to Tanaki. Tanaki out front, takes a step in, gets a pick from that big guy, elevates top of the key and buries the three. So Tanaki, 15-10 here at the end of the first period. We'll be back with the second period right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. Second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town at the top of 7th Street. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's move back to the floor as the Cavemen send up Rosetta, McKittrick, DeShane, Conley, and Traylor. We'll pick up the Panthers as best we can. Number one will come over to make the inbounds play. That's Tanaki. It'll be Panthers ball to start the second period. That big guy stay. That's Roy Mitchell, stays on the floor. I called him Johnson. It's Mitchell. Inbounds play goes into the backcourt to Richie. Richie crosses the timeline out front. Gives it right-hand side on the wing. Surrounded there by Traylor. Rolls the ball back inside. Elevated shot is up and good by Jackson Spires. First time I've seen him on the floor. Ball right-hand side to Conley as the Cavemen try to get right back into it. Down by 7, 17-10. Ball out front in the hands of Rosetta, left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor down low in the corner to Conley. Then to the low post, that was Rosetta, who was fouled from behind by Mitchell. Mitchell will pick up the infraction. So inbounds play for the Cavemen. Coming from DeShane as they put Rosetta up at a high post. Low post is Conley. They'll go into their motion. Now way out front is McKittrick. And the ball comes to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, goes by their big guy. Shot is up, off, no good. And Mitchell rebounds it. Gets the ball out quickly to Richie. Richie goes right-hand side to Mitchell. Mitchell top of the key. Gives the ball left-hand side again to Spires. Spires drives to the baseline. Looks for help as he's surrounded by McKittrick. Breaking from the top of the key. Laying one up and in. Von Strahl gets his first field goal. 19-10. Grants Pass needs some offense, needs to answer. Conley into the forecourt, left front court. Gets the man-to-man defense. Now ball out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick looks down low. Gets the ball high post to Rosetta. Rosetta looks left and right. Right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor hard to the glass. Gets one of it in. And Traylor gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. It's 19-12. Richie brings the ball down quickly for the Panthers. Looks, finds a seam. Thought he found a seam. Went down the lane. Some defense surrounded him, and he traveled. Ball comes back to the Cavemen as Bruner checks back in, and Conley gets another breather. 19-12, Grants Pass down by 7 with the basketball. Inbounds play comes to DeShane in the backcourt from Bruner. Bruner walks it down, right-hand side. Right front court, goes to the top of the key. Off left-hand side, gives the ball out front, top of the key, then to Rosetta. Rosetta right-hand side to McKittrick. Pumps once and goes down low to Bruner. Bruner spins, wants to work on Tanaki, and a whistle stops the action. I didn't see it. It's a foul away from the ball. On 20, I think. No, Isaac Kanaki will get his first. So Grant's pass ball again, inbounds from the end line. DeShane puts the play as they put a picket line across the baseline and alley-oop to Bruner. Bruner then tries to attack the glass, does, gets it up and in, and he's got 6 points in the basketball game. It's 19-14, Grant's pass down by five. Tanaki into the forecourt for the Panthers. Working up front, shovels down low to Spires. Spires spins and fires from 5 feet on the left-hand side, no good. Rebound Rosetta, outlet quickly to DeShane. DeShane comes back one on five. He'll wait for help. On the wing, left-hand side, keeps the dribble alive. Double steps, gets some room, fires the three. It's off, no good. Long rebound, jump ball called. Rosetta was tied up by Tanaki. And it's Caveman's turn. Timeout called by the Panthers. A look at the scoreboard. It's 19-14. Grants Pass down by five. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Down by five right now, the Cayman Trail, the Panthers, 19-14. On the floor for Grant's Pass out of the timeout is Rosetta, DeShane, Traylor, McKittrick, and Bruner. It'll be Caveman basketball. From the end line, our end of the floor, Rosetta will make the play. Lobs it way out front to Traylor quickly. Traylor looks to the right-hand side twice. Looking down low now, it gets the ball to Rosetta. Pumps once, kicks the ball. Left-hand side then to DeShane for three. Off the back of the iron, off no good. Rebound on the hands of Tanaki down the left deck. That it's a D. A D left-hand side. Kicks the ball right back to Tanaki this time. Tanaki will bring the ball out front between the circles. Hands the ball off then quickly to Richie. Richie left-hand side. Looks down low. Moves out to the right-hand side. Bounce pass over right-hand side again to a D. A D finds a cutter in the lane. Shot is up and off by Spires. Follows no good. Rebound finally into the hands of Richie again. Back out front to Tanaki from 22 feet and buries it. So he's got six in the basketball game now on two shots. Bruner brings the ball down now, but the Cavemen down by eight, 22-14. Ball right-hand side to Traylor. Then on the wing right to McKittrick. McKittrick high post into Rosetta. Rosetta looks around. Lets McKittrick go by and spins and fires on the free throw line. Off, no good. Spires for a climbs for the rebound. Looks for help. Finds Tanaki coming down top of the key. He drives all the way. Goes in for a shot. Off, no good. Rebound chased out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Conley checks back in. Hart's coming back in. Traylor's getting a little breather. And DeShane, I think, is coming out for the first time. No, he's staying in. So we've got Conley, DeShane, Bruner, Hart, and Rosetta. DeShane from the end line goes to Conley. Over to Bruner in the backcourt. Pressure falls back just a bit, but only a bit. Then right back to Conley. Conley working one-on-one against the D, brings the ball into the forecourt left-hand side. Keeps the dribble alive on the wing, kicks a ball out front into Rosetta. Right-hand side to DeShane, back to Conley, left-hand side. Crossing to the right-hand side to Hart on the wing. Double high post for the Cavemen. They give it to DeShane, breaking out of that post, then left-hand side to Rosetta, who buries the three. He's got 6 points in the contest, and it's 17-22. Grants Pass still on the short end of that one. Richie with a basketball out front. Almost loses it to Conley's defense, but hangs on. Looks the ball down low, then back inside to Richie. Spins and fires again. Eight-footer to the left-hand side, and it's good. Richie has four in the basketball game. 24-17. DeShane into the forecourt. In the center circle. Moves off to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Hart. Hart shovels left-hand side to Rosetta. Head fakes. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner on the baseline. Tries to follow Rosetta in. Lays one up. That is good. And Bruner beginning to work hard inside now. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. 24-19, 3:10 to play in the half. Down the right-hand side, it's Richie with the basketball out front. Working against Conley. And double dribble call. 19-24 the score. Grants Pass on the short end, but with the basketball inbounds in the backcourt, about halfway between the end line and the timeline. Ball goes deep to DeShane. DeShane just bothered a bit by it. Richie comes up to the right-hand side to Hart. Wing right-hand side. Bounce pass out front to Conley. Left-hand side way out on the wing for Rosetta, who buries another three. He's got nine in the basketball game, and it's a two-point game, 24-22. Oh, the shooting of Jordan Rosetta, mostly from outside right now. Ball out front, left-hand side, goes to Tanaki for the Panthers. Panthers on the attack, growling and scratching, and right-hand side, Clevenger with the basketball, comes back down the lane, goes up with the shot, and they say no, foul was called before the shot, and it's going against Conley. Conley will pick up his first team foul this half or this quarter on the Caveman. DeFore checks in for the Panthers, and Richie sits down. 2:24 left to play in the half. It's Caveman basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass. DeFore from the end line for the Panthers, their end of the floor. Inbounds play comes to Clevenger up front, right front court. Bounce pass down low on the baseline. Tutanaki spins and fires from 15. It's off, no good. Rebound, Bruner for Grants Pass. Lead pass out the right-hand side to Connolly. DeShane went to the floor, but he's up and all right. Connolly flips the ball out to DeShane. DeShane with the ball on his hip right now, directing traffic. Ball right-hand side to Hart. Hart left-hand side, almost slipped out front then to Connolly. Shovels left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta drives the baseline. Backs out of the three, fires again. This one's off, no good. Into the hands of Clevenger for the Panthers. Clevenger down the left-hand side. Stops out front, then cuts back to the right side. Looks down low, hands off on the wing, then to Clevenger. Bounce pass inside, stolen away by Connolly. Connolly trying to find a break there, looks for a seam, goes up with the shot, is fouled, and will go to the free throw line. He was outnumbered, but attacked and got to the charity stripe. Foul going to be called on as soon as the official goes to the sidelines. Tanaki gets that foul. That'll be his second, going to the free throw line. And we have a timeout by the Grants Pass Cavemen here. Down by two, but with Kylie at the free throw line, we'll be back with that right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's 24-22. Grants Pass down by two to the Panthers. The Panthers have led for most of the game. We got the first bucket. Grants Pass answered, and it's been catch-up at the time. Yeah, it's not a broad range. I think they were up by seven at one point. Grants Pass now has it back to two. And we have, at the free throw line, Kingston Connolly. His first trip there tonight. Connolly is a 68.4% free throw shooter so far this year. When I say this year, that's from the first of the year on. Won't be shots. It'll be Grants Pass ball. Rosetta brings the ball in from the end line with DeShane, Bruner, McKittrick. Ball comes to McKittrick, right-hand side. Look for the three, couldn't get it. Back to Rosetta, right-hand side. Rosetta tries to back in. He's got room, goes up, shot is up, off, no good. Rebound into the hands of the Panthers. Flying down the left-hand side is number 12, Clevenger. Kicks the ball back out front to A D between the circles. It's a Caveman show man or a zone defense ball left-hand side. To DeFore back out front to A D at the high post and back to DeFore on the wing. Out front to A D. A D almost double-teamed there at the top of the key. Bounce pass left-hand side to DeFore. They've got a high-low post working for the Panthers right now. Ball right-hand side thrown over to Six seconds left on the shot clock. I'm not sure if he hit the rim or not, but a foul called. So Traylor will pick up the infraction. That'll be his first, second team foul this period on the caveman. And at the free throw line right now is Mr. Adi, who's a very good shooter. Shot is up and good. He is now 3-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. 66% shooter on the season, according to some stats we received this afternoon. And Beej, we thank you for those. Shot is up and off. No good this time. So 7 points for Adi right now so far. And it's 25-22. Grants Pass down by three. Final minute of play here in the first half with 45 seconds on the clock and it's running. Deshane into the forecourt. Double high post with the caveman. They break out of that left-hand side to McKittrick. Travels the baseline. Spins, kicks the ball right back to Bruner. Bruner elevates, hard off glass. Whistle stops the action underneath. And a technical foul called against the Panther bench. So Deshane will go to the free throw line and the caveman then will get the ball back. And Deshane, an 88% free throw shooter. Two dribbles, spins the ball on his hand. Shot is up. Good. Nothing but net. And it's 25-23. One more shot for Zach. Two dribbles this time, spins the ball. Shot is up. Good. 1 point game, 25-24. 33.7 seconds left. The Cavemen, if they work it right, can take the lead into the half. Traylor comes in and he says, I'll bring the ball inbounds, according to the coach. Deshane goes into the backcourt. Ball comes into Deshane. Deshane gets some instructions from head coach Jesse as he saunters into the forecourt. Goes left-hand side quickly to Bruner. Bruner wing left. 25 seconds on the clock. Bruner comes down. Kicks the ball back out to Deshane. Deshane looks. 19 seconds on the clock. Deshane slides across the center circle. Goes left-hand side to Bruner. Wing left-hand side. Rosetta's high-posted. Drops down low. Driving to the right-hand side. And Deshane penetrates. Gets in the paint. Elevates. Shot is up and off. No good. 2 seconds on the clock. Panthers long half-court shot. Hits the backboard. No good. At the end of the first half, the Cavemen trail by one. 25-24. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a 3-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. A senior rally and their parents being honored here tonight. I believe it's senior night for them once again. I believe they'll be gone next Friday night to the state competitions. In the meantime, the Cavemen trailed at the end of the first half, or first period, by 5, 15-10. But they outscored the Panthers in the second period, 14-10. Still trailed by one, but it's 25-24. Grants Pass scoring came on 9 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 3 of 4 from the free throw line and were whistled for 4 fouls compared to 7 fouls for the Panthers, including one technical on the bench. Their scoring once again came 3 for 4 at the free throw line, just like the Cayman. 10 field goals, 1 more field goal than the Cayman, but 1 less three-pointer. That's how the lead works out. 10 field goals, 2 threes for the Panthers. Now, in terms of team stats that we have here, the Cayman have been out-rebounded pretty significantly, 16-9 in the first half. In terms of floor percentage, the Cayman 9 of 21 from the floor, 42%. 10 of 25 for the Panthers, that's 40%. Foul shooting dead even. And the turnovers, this is significant and not really a surprise. This is where the Cayman really banked their game on. 3 turnovers for the Cavemen, 7 turnovers forced by the Panthers. So the Cavemen rule the turnovers, but losing the rebounds right now, they want to reverse that. We'll run down the individual numbers when we return right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford ends this Friday. Thank you to BBSI and Charlie from Rogue Tech Pros for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Hurry in with your 40 ounces of peanut butter and 10 ounces of jelly to either of the Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will install a new pair of wiper blades valued up to $35 on your car. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back. Individual numbers first for the South Medford Panthers. Coming off the bench, their big man. Talked about him briefly at the pregame. 6'8" senior Roy Mitchell. 1 2-point field goal, couple of rebounds, and a single foul coming off the bench. Also coming off the bench, Jackson Spires. 1 2-point field goal. Also off the bench is Landon DeFour. 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. And also off the bench is Jake Von Strahl at 1 2-point field goal and no fouls. In a starting role, Isaac Tanaki has 2 field goals, both threes. He's got 6 points and 2 fouls. Cole Adi, 2 field goals, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He's the leading scorer with 7 points for the Panthers right now. He has 1 foul. Jed Johnson started, figured in my scoring line, but did pick up 1 foul. Joy Clevenger, 1 2-point field goal, hasn't been at the free throw line, no fouls. And Quentin Ritchie, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Grady McKittrick came off the bench, found a 3-point shot for Grants Pass. Kingston Conley has yet to score, but did pick up 1 foul. Jameson Traylor, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Kim Hart coming off the bench, didn't figure to my scoring line, but was a factor. Zach DeShane, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, had a single foul. Jordan Rosetta has 9 points on 3 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers, and 1 for 2 shooting at the free throw line. And right now, Peyton Bruner has 4 field goals, 8 points, and no fouls. So Jordan Rosetta right now the leading scorer for the Grants Pass Cavemen with 9 compared to their leading scorer. That was Adi with 7. Well, those are the numbers we have. We'll talk about the first half analysis when we come back right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply,
creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
I want to tip our hats to our good friends at Farmers Building Supply for being good caveman sports sponsors for, I think, from the opening tip-off back in 1988. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the analysis right now. Grants Pass needs to improve the inside game right now, which has been, I'm sure, frustrating for the Grants Pass cavemen. Bruner and Rosetta's points have come primarily from the outside. Hard to get anything inside. Everything is contested for both of those guys. I think they came in. The plan is if you can control both of them, keep their scoring under their average or just within their average, you've got a real shot to win this, and they're up by a single point right now. So the cavemen need to add some extra offense there, and that might be why McKittrick is in there. He's known as a shooter, already has 1-3, not much other offense right now for the cavemen. Trailer has 2, and DeShane has 2. So the cavemen need to get a little more scoring, and they've been cut down on the fast break from the Panthers. That's not happening very much tonight. They've not been able to throw over it. We'll see what happens after we get this one back underway and into the second period. We'll do that when we come back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you back here next Friday night. Sheldon Irish will be in town, and it will be senior night here at Heater Newman Gym. But I don't think this one is a doubleheader, but we'll double-check that. There's the fight song. So you know there's about 25 seconds left. And the band has it down pat. They'll strike up just at that right moment, and it will end just as the halftime clock expires. In the meantime, the home fans come to their feet, join in that rhythmic clap along, as do the student body, and pretty good crowd on hand here tonight. And with play is resumed, it's going to be Panther basketball inbounds from the half-court mark. The cavemen send out their normal starters. That's Rosetta, Trailer, Bruner, Connolly, and DeShane. They'll open it with full man-to-man pressure. Inbounds, loose basketball picked up by Richie. Richie, left-hand side, protects the basketball, lets traffic clear. Comes out front, bounce past the left-hand side, then to Abdi Tadaki. Back down low to Richie on the baseline. He's surrounded by DeShane. Loose basketball picked up by DeShane. Lead pass out to Bruner. Bruner out in front of everybody. Goes hard to the glass and stuffs it home. 10 points for Bruner. Long pass down the right-hand side, trying to answer on the other side. AD answers with his third field goal. He's got 9 points. 27-26, Grants Pass still down by one. To the right-hand side, Conley with the basketball, finds Trailer. Trailer has a seam, drives, kicks the ball back out on the wing, though, to Rosetta, who buries his third three of the night. And the cavemen have the lead, 29-27. 11 points for Rosetta. Out front with the basketball is Richie. Richie drives the right-hand side, kicks it back out front to a D for three, and he answers. So AD gets the answer for the three. He's got 12 in the basketball game, and Grants Pass down by one again, 30-29. Conley out front with the basketball, moves off to the right front court. Goes to Trailer, wing right. Back out front then to Bruner, left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane looks down low, comes to the top of the key. Lobs the ball down low again for Bruner on the alley-oop. Couldn't make it work, though. Rebound by Richie. Long pass down the floor, intended for Tanaki. Trailer was there to break it up, and it'll be Panther ball inbounds from the sidelines, halfway between the half-court mark and the end line. Bounce pass inside quickly to Richie. Richie hands the ball off out front to a D, right-hand side on the wing. Left-hand side to Donaki. Pumps once, looks down low, kicks the ball up front quickly to Clevenger. Clevenger fires for three. It's off. No good. Rebounds Donaki underneath. Shot is up, and whistle stops the action underneath. Let's see. The officials confer. Jump ball. 30-29. On the alternate possession rule, it goes to the Cavemen. Conley will make the inbounds play from the end line far end of the floor against full court pressure. After a quick cut, DeShane gets the inbounds pass. Working shoulder to shoulder against Richie out front with the basketball between the circles. Looks left and right. Bounce pass left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta downloaded. Conley lays it. Conley got free underneath. That's his first field goal in the Cavemen. Again, up by one, 31-30. Richie down the left-hand side with the basketball. Head fakes, drives the left-hand side, drops it into the corner. And brings it out on the wing, left-hand side. Bounce pass inside again to Richie. Richie in the paint, elevates. 10-footers up and good. And Richie gets his third field goal. He's got 6 points, and it's a 32-31 shot with Cavemen down by one. We'll be back with more right after this. Let's see. I'm not sure who called the timeout, and the officials are still trying to figure it out themselves. And they're talking to the South Panthers right now, and I'm not sure why they haven't come to the scorer's table to tell us what's going on. It is a timeout from the Panthers for 30 seconds. We'll be back after this half-minute timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. 32-31, Grants Pass down by one as the lead has been seesawing back and forth for about the last 2 minutes. 5:39 to play here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Glad to have you with us. When play is resumed, it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Inbounds from the end line, far into the floor. Peyton Bruner will make the inbounds play. He's got Conley and DeShane in the backcourt. At the half court, Mark is Grady McKittrick, and down low, far into the floor. Well, almost uncontested that time. Went to Conley and then right back to Bruner. Bruner into the forecourt for Grants Pass. Hands the ball off to DeShane in the center circle. Looks left and right. Moves off to the left-hand side. Back to the right-hand side. Then down low to Bruner. Hard to the glass. Lays one up and in. And Bruner finds room. He's got 12 in the basketball game. And the Cavemen back up by one. Richie with the basketball for the Panthers. Out front between the circles. Bounce pass right-hand side. Ball goes to Adi. And he may have been fouled by, yep, that's right, Zach DeShane will pick up his second of the basketball game. First team foul this period on anybody. Cavemen are really the guys play tonight for the most part. Number five checks in, saw him in the first half. That's Jackson Spires. Inbounds play from the sidelines coming from Tanaki. Looks into the backcourt, then down low. Can't find anybody. Getting close, and he didn't get it in the 5 seconds. So the Cavemen get it right back, leading with the basketball. 33-32. DeShane will make the inbounds play from in between the scorer's table and the Panthers bench. Into the backcourt, the ball goes to Conley. Conley picked up by a D. Little head fake, and Conley comes back to the left-hand side, left front court now. Gets the ball up quickly to DeShane. DeShane, left front court, working. Heads it high post quickly to Bruner. Bruner looks down low. Tries to get down low. Tries to put two. Rosetta. Rosetta goes up with a shot, tries to go up with a shot, and is clobbered, fouled, pardon me, by Isaac Tanaki. I believe that's who the foul's going against. No, on the other side. Johnson will pick it up. That'll be his second and the first team foul this period on the Panthers, but going to the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, 1-for-2 tonight with 12 points in the basketball game. Deep breath, there it is. Shot is up, and good. 2-for-3, has 13 points in the contest, and the Cavemen lead by 2, 34-32. Conley, they trade rebounding positions. One more shot coming for Rosetta. There's the deep breath. Shot is up. Hits the iron and off. No good. Rebound. Alive. Controlled by Connolly. Kicks the ball out front to McKittrick. Out front then to DeShane and the Caven. Two-point lead in with the basketball. Slides to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up to McKittrick on the wing. McKittrick looks down low. Looks for a cutter. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta puts the ball on the floor. Breaking from the free throw line. Brunner lays it up and in on the feed from Rosetta. 14 points for Brunner and the Cavemen. Lead by 4, 36-32. And that brings Mitchell to the floor. Mitchell, he's the 6'8 player that evidently has been off with an injury for most of the season for the Panthers. Has that left knee in a brace. At the free throw line right now, Brunner. Shot is up and good. Back on the attack. Panthers come down the right-hand side. Ball in the hands of Ritchie. Shovels into the corner then to Mitchell. Mitchell takes a step out front. Hands the ball off to Spires. Spires looks down low. Crosses the left-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Adi. Back right-hand side to Ritchie. Ritchie looks down low. Crosses to the left-hand side. Left front court and resets the team. Setting the big pick was Mitchell. Ritchie tries to follow him down. Kicks the ball out front to Tadaki. Bullet pass down low to Mitchell. And Mitchell puts it up and in. He's got four, and it's a 37-34 game right now. Grants pass by three. Into the forecourt on the drive right-hand side. DeShane drops the ball right back to Brunner. Brunner follows him down the lane. Hard to the glass. Missed it. Rebound into the hands of the of Spires. Pushing the ball down himself right down the center of the lane. Shoots over Rosetta. Rebound taken down by Conley, who was high in the air for that one. He gets up that high. He ought to have oxygen. Ball right-hand side then to DeShane. DeShane right-hand side to Rosetta. Wing right. Bounce pass down low to Brunner. Brunner looks inside. Spins. Again, attacks the glass. Lays it up and in. And he's got 17 points. Grants pass by 5. 39-34. Ritchie brings the ball down for the Panthers. 3:09 to play. Third period. Ritchie out front between the circles. Grants pass in a man-to-man. Drives to the right-hand side. To the baseline. Kicks the ball out front. Deflected but picked up by Mitchell and put back in. Mitchell now has six in the basketball game. It's a three-point contest. 39-36. Caveman by three. Ball up left-hand side to Rosetta. Corner left. Wants to drive. Gets into the paint. Elevates. Kicks the ball to DeShane in the corner. Launches the three. And it's good. And DeShane gets the three. 42-36 to score. Timeout taken by the Panthers. I look at the scoreboard. It's 42-36. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen have fought back to a six-point lead right now, 42-36. 2:41 left to play here in the third period. As you're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Caveman on the floor. Have Brunner, Rosetta, Conley, DeShane, and McKittrick. Got to be Panthers ball inbound from the inline, far end of the floor. Defer goes into the backcourt. He's got a D with the basketball. Coming down to Brunner, will pick him up right at the timeline. Slides, bounce pass right-hand side. Quickly to Defer. Defer gets the ball up for the loose basketball, but saved by Ritchie. Down low left-hand side to Adi. Elevate shot is up off. No good. Rebound there. Big guy at 6'8". Mitchell kicks the ball way out front and goes into the backcourt. Threw the ball too hard. Not a great pass. Forced Von Strahl to go into the backcourt. And the Cavemen get it back. DeShane will make the inbounds play right at the half-court mark. And looks down low for Brunner. Brunner attacks. Comes right down the lane, looking to the left-hand side. Kicks it back out front to McKittrick for three. Didn't take the shot, though. Goes back right-hand side to Conley. Conley puts the ball on his left hip. Steps out front. Keeps the dribble alive to McKittrick. Right-hand side on the wing. Down low then to Rosetta. Rosetta pumps once, goes up to the big guy. Gets it up and down. And it was good. 15 points for Rosetta, and he'll go to the free throw line. And Mitchell will pick up his second infraction of the night. Rosetta goes to the free throw line, where he's 2 of 4. Bruner gets a little breather right now. And the crowd quiets. Yeah, got the loudest one here right now. Shot is up and good. So another three-point swing. Grants Pass now by 9, 45 to 36. Less than 2 minutes here to play in the third period. DeFore out front with the basketball. Comes back right-hand side to Adee. Adee looks left and right. Puts the ball on the floor. Drives himself. Free throw line. Kicks it in the corner. Left-hand side. Shot is up for three. From Brun Stroll. Duchesne back on the attack. Right-hand side. Lobs it left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly controls the basketball. Spins. Faces. Drives. Tries to penetrate. Kicks the ball to McKittrick in the corner for three. This one just off. No good. High for the rebound, though, is Traylor. Traylor's triple team. Stripped the basketball. Picked up by Von Strahl. Outlet comes quickly to Adee. Adee down the right-hand side. Corner right-hand side to DeFur. DeFur back to Adee in the corner. All alone. Shoots the three. It is off. No good. Rebound Connolly for Grants Pass. Outlet comes to Traylor right-hand side. Traylor turns and runs right into DeFur. Basketball high in the air. Went out of bounds. I think they're going to say it's Grants Pass ball off of DeFur. Bruner got a little breather. He comes back in, and Rosetta, who's been battling that big guy down low, gets a little wind. And Connolly flips the ball way into the backcourt to Duchesne. Less than a minute to play here in the third period. Duchesne into the forecourt. Sees his own defense up front, drives the left-hand side on the wing, then drops it back down low to Traylor. Traylor kicks the ball in the corner to Connolly. He'll launch the three. That's good! And Connolly picks up his fifth point all here in the third period. 48-39, Grants Pass with the lead. 40 seconds on the clock. It's running. Ball left-hand side in the hands of a D for the Panthers. They'll look for that last shot. Drives the left-hand side. Go all the way. Lays one up. Didn't look for the last shot. Whistle stops the action. And McKittrick was there. I don't know if he fell him as he went by or not. We'll see. No. Connolly. Connolly will pick up the infraction. And going to the free throw line, number three is Cole Adee. He's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 12 points in the basketball game. Shot is up. And one more. Hart checks in for Grants Pass, and Rosetta comes back, and Connolly sits down. So does McKittrick. 28.6 ticks left on the clock. It's stopped right now for the last free throw for Mr. Adee. His shot is up and good. He is 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 14 points in the basketball game, and gets it to a 7-point game, 48-41, Grants Pass in the lead. Duchesne in the backcourt, up to the forecourt, against man-to-man pressure. Goes left-hand side quickly to Bruner. 19 seconds on the clock. It's running. Looking for help. Bruner goes to right-hand side. 14 seconds on the clock. 12 seconds on the clock. Back out front to Rosetta. 10 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. They're looking for Rosetta. 6 seconds on the clock. Long shot is blocked. Duchesne picks it up. Launches the three at the clock. And it's off. No good. At the end of three, the Cavemen lead at 48-41. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here as we start the fourth period. If you're looking for a place to go after the game, how about Abby's Pizza? Yeah, great spot. Yeah, two spots to serve you. And, of course, if you just want to go home and have a pizza waiting for you there, call 476-2133, and they'll have it delivered, and you can coordinate the delivery. DeFore about ready to make the inbounds play to start the fourth period for the Panthers on the alternate possession rule. He's got a D in the backcourt with him, and he'll be bothered by Bruner all the way. Ernst tries to drive by Bruner. Bruner catches him quickly off the left-hand side. Bounce pass to Richie. Not to Richie, but to Clevenger to the right-hand side. Drives all the way. Lays one up. That is good. Pardon me. That was Von Strahl. Came in back on the attack. Now slowing it down just a bit as Deshane comes into the forecourt. Grant's fast by 5, 48-43. Ball left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor lobs it down low to Bruner. Bruner works the baseline, spins, comes right back around, and nails it. And he's got 18, 19 points in the basketball game now. Lead pass up right-hand side to Von Strahl. Von Strahl out to a D. Left-hand side quickly to Clevenger. Clevenger with the basketball, drives, elevates, kicks the ball left-hand side. Back out front to a D. Free throw line, spins and fires. It's good. And a D finds the range. He's got 16 in the basketball game. 50-45, Grants pass with a lead. Ball left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner, left-hand side on the wing, goes down low to Rosetta. Rosetta tries to work in against their big guy. And a strip to the basketball, being fronted, and Von Strahl came up in front of him and took the basketball away from him. Panthers up front with the basketball. Clevenger bounce pass down low to Mitchell. Mitchell hard to the glass, gets it up and down, and Mitchell gets his eighth point in the basketball game. This foul going to be called on Rosetta. No surprise there. So Rosetta at 6'5", stacked up against their big guy at 6'8". And he goes to the free throw line. Let me see if I can find out what his... Well, he goes to the free throw line now. One dribble shot is up. Good. So Mitchell has 9 points in the basketball game, and they call timeout. Trailing by 2, 50-48. We'll be back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford ends this Friday. Thank you to BBSI and Charlie from Rogue Tech Pros for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Hurry in with your 40 ounces of peanut butter and 10 ounces of jelly to either of the Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will install a new pair of wiper blades valued up to $35 on your car. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. 50-48 to score. Grants Pass by 2. When play is resumed, I believe it's going to be Panther basketball inbounds from the in line, far into the floor. Check that. It's Grants Pass basketball. Conley going to make the inbounds play against full court pressure. Ball comes into Deshane. Pressure is tentative. It falls back to the half court mark. Deshane across the timeline now. Grants pass with a double high post to start. Ball goes right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner hands the ball, takes it himself, drives all the way on the baseline. Kicks it out front to Traylor on the wing. Back right-hand side to Deshane. Head fakes, gets to the free throw line. Kicks it right back to Rosetta for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Long rebound being fought for. Finally controlled by Bruner. Gets the ball back to Deshane. And the Cavens get a fresh shot clock. Deshane left-hand side. Tried to get the ball over to Bruner. It was deflected. And finally turned over to the Panthers on the drive, right-hand side, a D with the basketball. Little head fake, gives the ball up right-hand side to DeFer. DeFer almost loses it, hands it back to to Adi. Adi gets a big pick from Mitchell and comes out of the lane. Lost the basketball, rolls over to the hands of Rosetta. Rosetta lets the traffic here to lead pass up to Deshane. Deshane out between the circles now. Moves off to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to Conley, right-hand side. to Bruner. Top of the key, left-hand side to Traylor. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta pumps one, gets into the lane. Stop, kicks away, kicks it back out to Rosetta for three. That was DeShane for three. Long rebound into the hands of Traylor, though. Right-hand side to Bruner, and he launches the three. No good. Rebound Conley underneath. Tries to muscle one up himself. Tip up, still no good. Finally, Mitchell pulls it down for the Panthers. Grants Pass had four shots at the goal that time. Couldn't get one to drop through the net. A D out front down with the Panthers between the circles. Bounce pass right-hand side to Deferred. Deferred looks down low to the baseline. Kicks the ball out front, top of the key to Mitchell. Mitchell has the ball slapped out of his hands by Rosetta, but picks it up. Hands the ball back to a D. Kicks it right-hand side in the corner for three. It's up and good for Von Strahl. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. That's his second three. And the Cavemen down by one, 51-50. Ball left-hand side to Conley. Back over to Rosetta. Down low to Bruner on the baseline. Kicks the ball out front to Traylor, top of the key. Back to Rosetta, left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner attacks along the baseline. He's got room. Muscles went up. That's good. And he's got 20 in the basket, 21. And the Cavemen back on top by one, 52-51. This might be the last person with the basketball wins this one. Out front between the circles, a D for the Panthers right now with the basketball. Ball pass left-hand side to Defer on the wing. Defer looking down low for a cutter. Lobs it right-hand side to Van Strahl. Bounce pass down low to a D. And it's going to be, I think, Panther basketball. McKittrick checks in. Traylor sits down for Grants Pass. 52-51, Grants Pass by one, but the basketball belongs right now to the Panthers. They're into the floor from the end line. Richie is going to make the play. There's the count. Ball comes right-hand side to Von Strahl. Von Strahl with the basketball. Crosses top of the key, bounce pass down low to Conley. Conley on the run for Grants Pass. Protects the basketball, lets the traffic clear, and sets up the Grants Pass offense again. Right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane, right front court with the basketball. Everything is set. Back left-hand side to McKittrick. The Conley corner left. Conley down low to Bruner. And away from the basketball. A whistle stops the action. This one against Richie. That'll be his second first team foul this period on the Panthers. Tanaki checks in. And Van Strahl sits down. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. Our end of the floor. DeShane will make the play. And looking for a cutter. Gets the ball in finally to Rosetta. Rosetta hard in the paint. Surrounded by that big guy. Goes back right-hand side to Conley. Conley brings it right back out. Right-hand side then to Bruner. Bruner head fakes. Elevates from about 18 feet. Just short. No good. Fights for the rebound, but it belongs to Tanaki this time for the Panthers. Lead pass up right-hand side to a D. A D down the right-hand side. Sees Rosetta, changes direction, and Conley steals the ball out in front of everybody. Goes hard to the glass, and is fouled. I think he'll go to the free throw line. Yes, he will. And the foul called on Tanaki. That'll be the third on Tanaki, and at the free throw line is Kingston Conley. Conley's got 5 points in the contest tonight, a two and a three. Now it's time to get him a couple of ones. 3:08 left to play. Crowd quiet. Wow. Shot is up. Good. One more. That's the 6 point for Conley tonight. And the Cavemen lead by two, 53-51. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Rolls off. No good. Rebound Mitchell. Mitchell gives the ball right back to Richie. Richie into the forecourt, left side. Gives the ball off to Tanaki. Tanaki comes right-hand side. Hands the ball off to a D. Across the top of the key. Back right-hand side to Tanaki as they go into that shuffle. Elevates top of the key. Shot is up and good. They say just for two. So we're tied at 53. Ball right-hand side. On the drive, Tim Hart lays one up that's off. No good. Rebound. Conley puts it back up and in. So Conley, now with 9 points in the basketball game, make that 8 points. A D out front. Cavemen up by two. Whistle stops the action. They say turn the ball over. So the dribble infraction gives the ball right back to the Cavemen with a 2-point lead. DeShane Go make the inbounds play. He's got Connolly in the backcourt with him. A D keeps Connolly honest in the backcourt. Connolly comes down, hands the ball off to DeShane, and timeout is taken by head coach Joel Jesse. Look at the scoreboard with 2:19 to play. The Caveman by 2, 55-53. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. 55-53 is the score. End of fourth period with 2:19 to play. Grants Pass leads the South Panthers by two. It's been a battle from the opening tip-off, folks. We expected nothing less. This is technically a battle for third place in the Southwest Conference. Inbounds play coming from Connolly for Grants Pass. Just in front of his own bench, actually in between his bench and the scorers table. Connolly gets the ball into the backcourt to Zach DeShane. Zach retrieves, comes back and facing Mr. Ritchie. Drives to the right-hand side quickly, hands off to Connolly, wing right-hand side. Down low in the corner to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for Cutter, takes a step back in. Back out front then to Connolly. Connolly out left front court, back right-hand side then to DeShane. On the wing then to Rosetta. Rosetta with the basketball, high post into Bruner. Bruner spins, steps out beyond the arc. Looks, wants to drive. Gets into the paint, lays one up, tried to lay one up, but is fouled by Tanaki. Tanaki's protesting his innocence, but everybody saw it. That'll be the fourth on Tanaki, going to the free throw line. Peyton Bruner is 1-for-1 tonight, 21 points in the basketball game so far. Shot is up and good. Grants passed by 3, 56-53. One more shot. Shot is up and good. 23 point for Bruner. 57-53 to score. Grants Pass leading by that margin. Out front with the basketball. Tanaki drives the left-hand side to the free throw line. Kicks the ball out front. Nobody's there. Can he catch it in time? No! He tried to pass it back to Von Strahl. Von Strahl was out of position, or the pass was bad. It went out of bounds. Connolly will make the inbounds play for Grants Pass. 1:41. Caveman's score here would be huge. Tanaki across the timeline right. Goes left-hand side to Connolly. Then to Rosetta. Corner left-hand side. Back out front to McKittrick. Pumps once, then goes down low to Bruner. Bruner looks for a cutter to Rosetta. Top of the key. Drives all the way down. Lays one up. That is good for Rosetta. 20 points for Rosetta tonight. 59-53, 1:16 to play. Tanaki out front with the basketball. Drives left-hand side. Hands the ball up quickly to Ritchie. Ritchie out front, bothered by McKittrick. Drives left-hand side. Back to Tanaki out front. Tanaki comes back right-hand side to Mitchell. Mitchell head fakes back to Tanaki. Tanaki across the top of the key. Hands the ball off again to Von Strahl in the corner. Back out front then to Tanaki on the wing. Launches a 25-footer. That's off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Connolly with 50 seconds on the clock. 32 seconds on the shot clock. Bruner comes down into the forecourt and is fouled almost immediately by Ritchie. Ritchie will pick up the infraction. His third, and it'll be Caveman ball inbounds just in front of the scorer's table. Jed Johnson checks back in. DeShane leaning all over Johnson. Oh. So DeShane put him on the floor. That's what he did. It's going to be Panther ball inbounds. It was either a heck of a push by DeShane, who's about half his size, or a flop by Johnson, or Ritchie, I guess it was. Inbounds play goes to Ritchie in the backcourt. DeShane right after him. Left-hand side, 40 seconds on the clock. Caveman leading by 6, 59-53. On the drive, right-hand side, kicks the ball into the corner. Pump shot, a D into the paint. Goes up with a shot off, no good. Whistle stops the action. And a pushing foul away from the basketball. Conley draws the foul. That'll be his third. Going to the free throw line is number three, Cole Adee, who was 5 for 6 with 16 points in the basketball game. Three dribbles. Shot is up, off the back of the iron, and then through. 59-54. DeFord checks in for the Panthers. One more shot for Adee. Shot is up. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound, Rosetta. And a foul almost immediately. Rosetta. That's the fifth foul, so Rosetta will get shots. And I think the foul was on Richie. We'll see. Yes, it was for Richie. And Rosetta goes to the free throw line. Now, Rosetta has 20 points, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. He's got 3 threes tonight. Two dribbles, two more dribbles, one more. Deep breath. Shot is up. Off. One more. Gets a pat on the back from DeShane and a low five from Conley. One more shot coming. Caveman up 59-54. 28 seconds left in the contest. Good. 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Long pass down the right-hand side. Out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. Baseball throw, 24 seconds on the clock. Grants Pass by 6. Conley will make the inbounds play. And this pressure will be full court and belly-to-belly, rest assured of that. And, all right, we're ready for play. Ball comes into Bruner, right back quickly to Conley. But Bruner was fouled almost immediately by Defer. That'll be his first of the night. But Dayton Bruner will go down to the free throw line, where he's 3 for 3 so far tonight with 23 points in tonight's contest with 23 seconds left. Shot is up. Good. One more shot for Bruner. Should be 61. There it is, 61-54. Shot is up. And good. 5 for 5 from the free throw line. On the fly, Richie down for the Panthers. Elevates for 3. Shot is up. Missed everything. Save back in. Way out front. Kutanaki launches from 25 feet off the glass. No good. Conley rebounds. Protects the basketball. And is fouled immediately with 10.5 seconds left. This foul called on Adee. Adee will pick up his second of the night. Conley will go to the free throw line. Conley 1 for 2 so far tonight with 8 points in the basketball game. Crowd quiets. Amazing how quiet this gym can get. Shot is up. In and out. Wouldn't go. Conley, deep breath. Shuffles his feet. Stands. Toes the free throw line. 3 dribbles, spins the ball, and one more dribble. Deep knee bend. Shot up. Hits the iron. Rolls up. No good. Rebound, Grant's pass. They give it to Rosetta. Rosetta just runs away from everybody. 5-4-3. Home fans come to their feet. Standing ovation for the Grants Pass Caveman. And Rosetta has some words with one of the officials there. But it's all over. Grants Pass picks up the win here. 62-54. And takes over third place in the Southwest Conference. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen.
We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everybody. Here, nice and relaxed and ready to chat with us is head coach Joel Jesse. You got any voice left, coach?
Yeah, I do. Good. I didn't yell a whole lot tonight except for the very end, Chuck.
All right. Well, good. All right. What grabs you? You're looking at our team stats right now. What grabs you first? Foul shooting?
You know, the I didn't realize they out-rebounded us. 21-26.
Yeah.
So they out-rebounded us by five. That actually surprised me. I thought that they won the first quarter, then we won the rest of the game. But that does surprise me a little bit in relationship to the stats.
You can't tell that by looking at that, but most of those came in, most of those rebound edges came in the first half early.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, foul shooting 12 for 18. That's what we need to do to win ball games. So, that's like to hit a couple more, be 14 for 18, but I can't be picky. This is the first time as a head coach that I've beaten South Med, and I felt like we gave one away at their place. And, I had to get on Peyton a little bit after the halftime, and then at the end of the third quarter, he had to step up. He was kind of taking the back seat in the first half. And finally, I told our captain, Zach DeShane, to go talk to Peyton and get him going. And, man, He did carry us, and Jordan, him and Jordan tonight did a phenomenal job at getting us, some easier buckets this evening.
That's the first time we've seen the big guy from the South Medford Panthers, Mitchell, at 6 foot eight.
Yeah, he played phenomenally well. He's one of those X factor guys that I think that if he doesn't hit some of those easier shots, that that's a that's probably a 12 to 15 point game in our favor, but he stepped up, and their number one was hitting shots this evening, and Peyton got a couple of stops towards the end, but other than that, number one actually probably played pretty well this evening. I don't know how many points he had, but he looked like he was hitting shots, and we were giving him a ton of attention on the defensive side.
Oh, number one, Tanaki?
Yes.
Yeah, I have him for only 8 points with two threes.
Yeah, we emphasized that, though. I mean, those were eight hard points for him, so, but, yeah.
Right. Well, you got 20-plus from Bruner. In fact, I've got him for 25. 24 was actually, 21 for Rosetta. And Conley's coming through again. He hit it for nine again tonight. Man, all of the second half.
He started so slow, and I had to get on him again. I said, Keem, we need you, man. I don't know where your head's at or what's going on, but he was just kind of all over the place there for a little bit, and then all of a sudden he turned it on. I patted him on the chest and said, I need you right now, and he he defensively is really what his game is playing on the defensive side. So he got lost in the first quarter a lot, getting backdoor cut, not doing the proper switches. One of the situation was my fault, but he sure stepped it up in the second half. I was really proud of him and Peyton. When they needed to step up, they did it. Zach did a great job tonight being a floor general, getting us into our stuff. James had some pretty key rebounds this evening. Grady hit a shot this evening. Timmy played some good defense and some good rebounding, and so it was a complete team effort tonight. I felt like everybody kind of played, you know, to somewhat of their abilities at certain points in the game.
That puts you into third place in conference, Coach.
It's good. We've got a big one, number one in the conference coming up to our floor. I know it's Valentine's Day, you know, Friday night, but it's also senior nights where we'll celebrate four of our seniors. You know, it's also our AAU club night and also our sponsor nights and stuff like that. So I know it's Valentine's Day, but man, Chuck, it would be really fun for our boys to be able to fill up this gym like they were tonight. You know, the gym was rocking tonight, and there's nowhere better to play than Heater Newman.
No question about that. Just a word about Sheldon. Sheldon undefeated in conference play, but they've been beaten so far, and they don't look like that dominant team to me. I think they're vulnerable here, aren't they?
No, Chuck, we played bad, even without Peyton at their place. I mean, we played a pretty good first half. We were within 3 points of them. Had a bad, played the first 2 minutes, third quarter okay, and then, then I think it was probably in minute five to two. Things just got out of hand, and we couldn't recover from there. And then we tried to, press them, and Shelley, their left-hander, hit two big threes. So, we'll emphasize getting the ball out of Shelley's hand, making him go right, and keep Forche off the boards, and hope that Graziano doesn't go off. But defensively, we're a much better team than they are. We just struggled to score the ball. I mean, all year, everybody understands that. So, we have to pound
62
it in
low. 62 tonight, Coach. That's good for you.
Yep. I mean, we got to keep pounding it down low, getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line, and then hopefully hit some outside shots when they start double and triple with teaming Jordan and Peyton down there. So I feel really confident. Like I told you, the last 3-4 games, with Peyton Bruner, we're, with the rest of the guys, I know I've said his name quite a bit. It's not just him. It's what he does to make, like you said in the pregame.
It makes everybody better.
Our boys feel confident when he's there. Zach and Ed have been playing since they've been little boys. And Zach gets comfortable, is able to do some more things instead of just trying to be floor general. And I'll say it, and I really feel like Peyton is the best player in the conference. He's trying to get into shape. Why he's doing this, he really got out of shape. It was like his preseason. So tonight, some of his jumpers, as you can tell, they were just flat. His legs are tired because he's not in prime shape, just because he had to take off his 3-4 weeks or whatever it was.
He did step one tonight, and he didn't hesitate going to it.
No, that was kind of a mission of ours to have that happen. We called a couple other plays. The South Medford actually played it pretty well. They scouted our alley-oop plays, but we wanted to hammer a couple of them home this evening. But that dunk kind of got him fired up, got the crowd fired up, and that was kind of the turning point for P. He definitely got going. And
here we are.
Competed.
All right, what's the schedule between now and Friday?
There's an eighth grade wrestling here on the main floor, so it'll be a little bit funky for us for practice. So we'll have to pack three teams in the upper PE gym. So we'll definitely get that done. Tomorrow will be more of a fundamental day. Get up and down the floor, try to get them, winded a little bit, and then we'll do game prep on Thursday. Where we have a lot of silence, we can practice on Heater Newman. And tomorrow will be a hard practice, and then we'll decompress on Thursday.
All right. Coach, congratulations. 3-1 now.
Appreciate it.
All right. Head coach Joel Jesse. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
All right, let's recap all of the information that we have for you right now, courtesy of the Indoor Air Man, an energy conservation specialist. Grants Pass led our trail by 5 at the end of the first period, 15-10. Won the second period by a score of 14-10 to make the score 25-24. Grants Pass still trailed by 1. Grants Pass won the third period 24-16. To make it 48-41, and then won the final stanza. Let me see. 14-13 to make it 62-54, the final score. Grants Pass out-rebounded the Panthers. No, they didn't. They were out-rebounded 26-21. Grants Pass from the floor hit 22 of 44. That's 50% compared to 45% for the Panthers, 21 of 46. Terms of turnovers, Grants Pass just 6 turnovers, 16 turnovers for the Panthers. The Grants Pass scoring came on 22 field goals, 5-3, make that 6 three-pointers, 12 of 18 from the free throw line, that's 66%. We're whistled to 9 for 9 fouls compared to 16 fouls, including one technical for the Panthers. Their scoring came on 22 field goals, 5 three-pointers. They were 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Grants Pass's margin came at the charity stripe. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this word from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Individual numbers, first of all, for the South Panthers here, and we won't run down everybody. Their big guy coming off the bench at 6'8", had 9 points on 4 field goals and a free throw. He committed 2 fouls. Isaac Tanaki said his name a lot tonight. He had 3 field goals, 2 threes, and a 2. He also picked up 4 fouls tonight. Jake Van Straal had 2 three-point shots to go with 4 field goals, 10 points tonight, and no fouls. Let me see. Richie said his name a lot. 6 points on 3 field goals, 4 fouls. And their leading scorer was Cole Adee, who had 5 field goals, 1 three-pointer, was 6 of 8 from the free throw line. That's 17 points and 2 fouls. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Grady McKittrick, 1 three-point field goal, no fouls. Kingston Connolly, 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer, was 1 for 4 from the free throw line, 9 points and 3 fouls. Jameis Traylor, 1 two-point field goal and a single foul. Tim Hart got some minutes, didn't figure to my scoring line. Zach Deshane, 1 three-point field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 points and 3 fouls. Jordan Rosetta, 3 three-point field goals for a total of 6 field goals. He was 4 of 7 from the free throw line, 21 points and 2 fouls. And Peyton Bruner had 10 field goals, 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 25 points and no fouls with all that contact. Tonight's scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this 30-second caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a 3-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's talk a little bit about the player of the game tonight, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and there are lots of ways to talk about this. Of course, Peyton, Rosetta, and Deshane all in the conversation here. Rosetta was beat up pretty good tonight. He was facing a lot of heavy pressure on the inside. Still came through with... I have, 15. Actually, I said 20 points earlier. It's at 19 points for Rosetta tonight. Zach Deschain, only 5 points tonight. But all he does on the floor as their floor general is incredible. So it's got to be between Zach Deschain and Peyton Bruner. And when Peyton Bruner comes up with 17 points in the second half, it's just no contest. He's our player of the game tonight, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up right after this 30-second Cape Man timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's take just a brief look at what happened so far and what it has tonight. After tonight's action in conference, Grants Pass is now 5-4 in conference play compared to South Medford's 4-4. So Grants Pass leads in the win column. I believe that moves them into third place. North Medford at 4-2 is still second, and Sheldon, undefeated, is 8-0 in first place. So Sheldon's the opponent next Friday night, and they're vulnerable here at Mel Ingram Field, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank you very much for joining us tonight. For Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, the executive producer is Brian Diotti. Additional statistics by E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight. The Grants Pass Cavemen 62 and the South Medford Panthers 54. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible, and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.